Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Music and Ministry Podcast. My name is Stephen Reed. On behalf of everybody here at Music and Ministry, we'd like to welcome you today. And today we are going to talk about defining the goal. And one of the things that has a lot of goals that are clearly marked are sports. And so, you know, each sport has a goal, a task, or, you know, something that you are trying to accomplish. And in basketball, that's going to be putting the ball through the hoop. In soccer, you're going to put the ball through the goal to the back of the net. And in swimming or running, you're trying to be the fastest. So these objectives, the goals, right, define every movement. They dictate how you train. It influences even who should be involved. Things that would be really easy for tall people, like basketball, would be a disadvantage in other sports. And really, these goals and objectives help you define and develop a strategy, or what we would call a game plan. But when it comes to the goals and the objectives of life, and then specifically here talking about worship, they aren't often very well defined, and we don't necessarily have a language to be able to communicate, because sometimes we think we're all going to the same thing, but we're actually not. And so what really happens for a lot of people is they are just trying to mimic what they are seeing other people do, and again, assuming that they have the same goals and objectives, but that's not always true. And that applies when you're talking about from church to church, you know, hey, everybody has people that they're looking up to, but then also you have that going on within your church. And as we've traveled and have worked with people, it was really eye-opening to find out that, hey, we're not really all headed to the same place. I think you're going where I'm going, but because we haven't talked about it or we haven't seen the inside of it, we just do a lot of assuming. So today I want to just ask, what is the goal of your worship? And really, leading worship can mean a whole lot of different things to a lot of different people. And so I kind of grouped them into four main categories. And these are the things that we've seen, and certainly there could be more, but these are things that we have seen as priorities. So the first one would be churches that really view worship as a means to attract people to the church and to keep them coming. So that's their primary goal. And the belief is that if people will keep coming, they will eventually grow in the Lord. So we just got to make sure that they're in the seats and everything that they do musically is geared around that. So the next one would be churches that really view worship as a musical department. So these are churches that view themselves as really being a space for training musicians and for sharing the musical gifts from personal expression or sometimes a musical group or a community group. And the priority is really placed on giving these people a chance to grow in whatever it is that they're doing. And the belief is that their sharing of what God's done in them will have an anointing that will then contribute to the service and the overall. So another group would be churches that really see the music or the worship as a means to prepare the people for the message. And the first song, you know, would be the one that gathers everybody in the door and gets them kind of in the right place. All the songs would be selected based on the theme of the sermon. And really the last song would be to reinforce the message. So the belief here is that the word, right, the message is the most important aspect of the service, and everything that's involved musically or what we would call worship is used as a tool to maximize the impact of that. And really then the fourth category I would say would be those that are, their ultimate goal is just to see people find the presence of the Lord. And so the worship songs are selected based on the congregation's ability to participate, and certainly the purpose of it then would be to connect the hearts of the people to God. And the belief here is that if you can get people into the presence of the Lord, then all of those other things will take care of themselves, so that they'll be ready to hear the message, that they'll want to come back because they've been having a meaningful impact. And so these groups may surprise you, and it may be just surprising to find out that there are different churches that put a priority on each one of those four things, to the point where they don't even care about the others. And so I'm not here to debate which one's right and which one's wrong, because some of that just depends on your call. But what I want you to find out is that there are different goals that will lead you different places, and they're all called leading worship. And these require different methods and training and really execution. And so I can almost assure you that there are differences of opinion, certainly from church to church, even within your own denomination, if you have a denomination, and then within your own leadership structure, that your leaders may have a different idea of what the primary purpose of what you're doing is. And certainly those of you that are on your team all have different ideas. Now that goes for those four categories as far as overall purpose, but what can also happen is that there are sometimes personal goals within a team. Just like in sports, sometimes people have an objective to do something like, be the highest scorer or to get the most media attention or want to get paid the most money or, whatever those goals would happen to be. And often when we get into those personal goals, they can sometimes sacrifice even the overall objective of the team. And so at some level, everybody has some of these personal goals, even within our worship community. So what would some of those be? Well, one of them, the biggest one that a lot of people is like, well, we want to get a record contract or getting to play your instrument the way that you think it should be done. And I am certainly guilty of that. Getting to be the one to sing a song every time, being seen, getting paid sometimes, and there's just a whole lot of other ones. And so these differences of goals, you may be thinking, well, we just want to see people worshiping, but your guitar player wants to get a record contract and is hoping that he's going to get noticed. Well, how do you know that? Well, you got to be aware that those things are happening because they are hindering what it is that you're trying to accomplish. Or for myself, I've been trying to go really hard towards one goal and found out that my leaders didn't want me to go there. And we were just butting heads for weeks, months, maybe even years, because we didn't take some time to define what is success, what is the goal. And so here are five things that I want you to do here in the coming weeks and believe that it's really going to impact your team. Because I know for us, once we have figured out some of these things, man, things went just a whole lot better. So number one is, I wrote self-discover. And what that means is you just need to sit down and collect your thoughts on what worship is and what it should be. You have those already working in your brain already, but you need to take some time and write it down and really think about what would a perfect worship service look like? What is the thing that you're chasing in your head? All right, so then once you have an idea of what you're looking for, then you need to go and find out what your leaders are thinking. And so that's number two, know what your leaders are thinking. And I can't underscore enough how important this is. It's really just a crucial step because this will determine a lot. So then number three, you really need to check your mentors. And so everybody has people that they're looking up to, but what if those people are running in a different direction and you just don't know it? Well, that would at least be worth a look and to dig a little deeper to find out what they consider to be the purpose of their services, because there are some major ministries who fall in each one of those four different categories. And so you may like their music, you may like lots of things about them, but if you're trying to be like them and don't have the same goals, well, you're going to end up hanging with the wrong crowd. All right, so number four is then know your team. Everyone's going to be a little bit different, and we all have some sort of issues that we're working on as we're moving from really carnality to selflessness or selfishness to selflessness, really in our service of God. And so you should know what those issues are on your team. So you have to take some time to ask questions and really as a leader locate the people so that way you can do what I'm going to say here in step five. And step five is lead. Once you've done all of those things, you figured out where you're at, you figured out where your leaders want to go, you figured out where your mentors are heading and looking for that, and then finding where your team is. Well, now you have to cast the vision. You have to let people know, hey, this is what we are trying to do. And then you're helping everybody to know what's important and what's not. Because the Bible says that without vision, the people perish, or in some translations it says, the people will cast off restraint, meaning they're just going to do whatever seems good to them because they don't have a reason not to. So they really need that vision. Your church needs that cohesive vision in order for everybody to grow. All right, well, that is a lot of homework and things to think about. but I can tell you it is the root of so many issues in worship teams across the country. Well, that's all the time that we are going to take for the subject today. If you have any questions or if there's anything that we can do for you, please don't hesitate to email us at musicandministryconference@gmail.com, and you can look at all of our resources at musicandministry.co. Until next time, have a fantastic week, and God bless.